Thank you, Mr. Chair, and allow me to start by complimenting you and your team to work so swiftly during the lunch break to redraft the format of this paper. So thank you very much to you and your team, and I would also like to start with some general observations and comments on the paper. I will start by paragraph 2 and 3, which I would like to take together. As I already said this morning, the discussion on risk, challenges and benefits is something that has continued throughout the GGE, and in our view it has not been settled. So the conclusion by some that there are inherent risks and that we all agree to that because it's just repeated very often seems to me a little bit from a George Orwell novel. If you repeat it often enough, it becomes the truth. Turning to paragraph 4, here we think indeed that this is very deterministic. Yes, we acknowledge that data sets may amplify or perpetuate social biases. However, it may happen. It's not uncertainty. So we think that with a little tweaking, this can be resolved, and we would be interested to also see the proposal by Switzerland in writing so we can study that. Turning then to paragraph 7, the balance between military necessity and humanitarian imperatives is at the heart of IHL. Now introducing ethical considerations, how important they also are, into this IHL balance is something that my delegation is not very comfortable with. And I've heard multiple colleagues say already that perhaps a standalone solution would be better. So I think that we would also prefer such an option. Then also responding to some suggestions we have heard from the room, and the suggestion made by my Swedish colleague and just seconded by the colleague from Ireland that we might need to have a standalone paragraph on the application of international law, in particular IHL, is something that we can support. And then lastly, we also would like to see the proposal made by the Austrian delegate on the human element. If we could see that in writing, that would definitely benefit our discussion. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.